you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Tonight on Nightly Pop. Over the weekend, J-Lo was mansion shopping.
When they go J-Lo, you go J-High.
Yeah! Okay.
Maybe you left her at the coffee shop.
Who has the purse? I mean...
They're pretending to be, you know, like us.
You were above the law. Name a crime you might commit.
Murder!
Oh. Murder!
Murder! I like prison dudes, so I'm all for it.
Whack a drum, ho! Whack a drum, ho!
Yes! Look at that!
I'm a giver and a taker.
Yeah! Yeah.
Slide into bed with us starting right now. Welcome to Nightly Pop. Nina and Morgan are off tonight.
No!
We did it, you guys. No, they're unfortunately they're out. But fortunately for us, we have Lonnie Love and Sherry Cola.
Sherry!
Yes. Mwah.
I haven't seen Sherry. It's been years.
We have history.
Don't get jealous, Hunty. Hunty's in the captain's chair.
I'm not jealous. Oh. I'm excited. Look at me in the captain's chair.
You're the captain now.
King of the castle. King of the castle. You know. All right, anyway, let's get right into it. Over the weekend, J-Lo was mansion shopping in Bel Air. She got hands-on inspecting a property that's under construction.
That's right, J-Lo. Inspect your house. I don't blame J-Lo. That's what she do. That's why we call her J-Lo, because she does it all. She inspects and constructs. Mm-hmm. Look at her.
Listen.
J-Lo construction. That's all like that.
When they go J-Lo, you go J-High.
Yeah.
Okay? And she's climbing that ladder. And J-Lo seems also like a power top. Like, if you want to do it right, do it yourself. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I'm currently renovating my house. I'm pretty sure that's not OSHA wardrobe. You got to have a helmet on, maybe. Maybe something covering you. If all of my construction workers at my house were wearing that outfit,
you wouldn't get nothing done.
Oh, I wouldn't get anything done but a little bit of kissing. You know,
J-Lo does her own stunts.
Look how massive that house is, though. I mean, that's like for everybody.
She built it with her bare hands.
Oh. How are you coming with your house?
It's not going quick. apparently, and I don't think I'm exaggerating here, everyone's dumb. like, no matter what the I say, it's the opposite the next time I come and I go, "What'd you do?" And then he goes, "That's what you said." And I go, "That's not." Pretty sure I wanted a door there.
And now you see why J-Lo is doing what she's doing.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You know?
But moving on, Shawn Mendes and Camila Cabello got locked out of their car this weekend. But the selfless paparazzi was there to offer help.
There's a key there.
Maybe you left her at the coffee shop. You want me to go and ask?
All right.
Thank you. The fact that they're in an escape room outside. They're so pretty.
Oh my God. The fact that the paparazzi was like, "Hey, I'm gonna offer to not do my job because I feel so bad for you celebrities right now. I'll go find your keys for you."
This is what I would do, honestly. I've left my key, like, on my door.
Front door or like car door?
Front door, car door, just because I'm so lonely. I'm like, someone please come in. I feel like they would have a fancy car where you just like spit on the handle.
And that's what I'm saying.
Yeah. They know it's you and it opens.
Yeah, you could get, and look, poor Camilla. Look, she's, what's happening?
They're pretending to be, you know, like us.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. That's their thing, is they're like, look how normal we are. But honestly, I don't remember the last time I locked my keys in my car. It's not, I haven't done that.
No, because most are, those type of luxury cars, you just have the key around and you can just open the door.
Yeah, well, if you lock, that's a nice car. I have a car that's nowhere near as nice.
Oh, but sorry.
Lonnie and I have really luxurious nice cars.
Honey, we got a car.
Push to start? Are you familiar with push to start, Hunter?
I got a Jeep Grand Cherokee. It's push to start. But I'm not spitting on handles.
What if paparazzi low-key took it? And it's like, ooh, you want this?
That
could happen,
too.
Post for a picture, bitch.
Take your shirt off, Sean.
Yeah.
You want these keys? Anyway, Anne Hathaway's ex, Raffaello Folier.
Where's Morgan? Where's Nina to pronounce this word?
Yeah, like Morgan was gonna nail that. Morgan would have been like, anyway, Anne Hathaway's ex, Raffaello.
Bless you.
Says she, thank you. Anyway, her ex, Raffaello Folieri, says she ghosted him right after saying, I love you forever. He told the Daily Mail as soon as he was arrested for fraud in 2008, she never spoke to him again. Which is kind of, say that part earlier. You know,
yeah,
if that's the reason that you were ghosted, is that unreasonable or is that okay?
I feel like fraud is my last straw. Like peeing in public, sure. You know? Robbing a bank, sure. But fraud, like, that's just us.
Fraud's weak.
Fraud's weak. Fraud is like, okay.
Fraud
really
means that you're a liar. That's what it is.
Fraud means you're lazy. Mm-hmm. You don't have ambition.
Yes.
You're in your bad in bed.
That's why I like it, because I like prison dudes. So I'm all for it. Prison pop.
I want to see Lonnie. Oh, I'm just thinking about all the porn, though.
I'm pretty sure our show is already prison pop. That's like the main place our show is watched is a place called Norfolk Correctional Facility. So
slide in the bunk with us right now. Yeah. That's all what right. they do.
Prison
do
agree?
Pop. Prison pop is actually a cereal with no flavor. No calories, though.
You have to pay for it with 3 cigarettes. Yeah. I agree, though. The fraud thing, that makes sense to ghost somebody after they get arrested for fraud. I think it's okay to ghost people for 2 reasons.
Why?
1, because they went to jail for fraud. And 2, because you don't want to go on a second date with them and you're too nervous to tell them.
Hunty! No, hunty!
What are you going through, honey? Are you okay? Anne Hathaway can ghost whoever the she wants, honestly.
She's pretty. Anne Hathaway is great. I really like her. A lot of people don't. I do.
I'm Switzerland to a fault. That's okay.
Would you date her?
Oh, in a heartbeat.
Would you ghost her?
Yeah. Anyway, Meg Thee Stallion is the first rapper on a Sports Illustrated swimsuit cover.
Yes. Oh,
barely
my goodness.
Beating out Lil Wayne. She was shocked when she got the call and says it feels amazing. She looks great. What do you guys
goodness.
Think?
Well, it was a coin toss between her and Lil Wayne. And yeah. I have no words. Like, I think Meg is so sexy. Like, it's out of this world. Reminder that I'm bisexual. Just every single time I have to mention that. It's part of my contract.
I thought you were just being nice to me.
She's stunning. She's
she
perfect.
Is. But you know all the other rappers are mad.
Oh, Nicki's pissed.
Oh, you know, Cardi and all of them. It's like, why'd they pick her first, you know?
No,
so,
but you know what? This is a win for all female
it
rappers.
It is a win for
know?
All. It is. But, you know, they're not going to look at it like that.
Right. So, you know me. No. I'm Switzerland to a fault. That's my toxic trait. The bright side.
And I like the fact that SI is, you know, they wanted to do in be diverse. So they have her, they have Naomi Osaka,
yes.
They have the first transgender.
Let's go.
It's 3 different covers. So it's something for everybody for you, hunty.
I love that.
Sports Illustrated, respect.
I think it's just nice because I think finally they're not putting one single body type on every single cover. I mean, Naomi's got the ultimate athlete body. Meg is obviously Meg Thee Stallion. I think it's great. I think all these bodies should be celebrated.
Exactly.
It's amazing. Must mention, swimsuit, SI swimsuit, hits stands July 22nd.
Okay.
Hey, SI swimsuit, hope you're happy. Put us on the cover next time.
Yeah, put the three of us at the same time on the cover, please. Who's in the middle?
Hunty, we put Hunty in the middle.
I'll take the middle, baby. I'm a giver and a taker.
Yeah. Yes!
We have to take a break on that note, and honestly, might not come back. But coming up, the high school rager gets out of control when a dating confession goes wrong. That's next.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome back to Nightly Pop. Lonnie, since you are a Family Feud champion,
yes.
This one is for you.
Oh, okay.
Steve Harvey asked contestants if they could commit a crime and get away with it, what crime would it be? It started off normal, then got very dark very fast.
Uh-oh.
If you were above the law, name a crime you might commit.
Rob a bank, Steve.
Rob a bank. If you were above the law, name a crime you might commit.
Set something on fire?
I have to say DUI, Steve.
Jessica, if you were above the law, name a crime you might commit.
Murder.
Murder!
Oh, no! The way she said it.
Murder!
It's murder.
I think she's just a big Ja Rule fan.
I know.
Murder.
Throwing it back.
That's great.
You could tell she does not like her husband because she said that too. She sung it.
I also have to say that I was on Family Feud last night. Celebrity Family Feud. I don't like to use the C word, but celebrity.
Oh, yes.
And we won.
Oh!
For the charity, catch it. That's it. I just wanted to flex one time.
I did it about a month ago, so, you know.
Look at us out here.
Look at us out here.
I was not invited.
Actually, they should have Family Feud with Daily Pop versus Nightly Pop. That would be cute. And then you play for charity. See,
Anyway, Never Have I Ever is one of the top shows on Netflix right now. The second season, though, begins with Debbie throwing a high school rager, but the two guys she's secretly dating both show up, and that's when things go from zero to tragic.
Uh-oh. Mm.
Just thought you should know that we're dating the same person.
I don't think so, man.
I can explain. Paxton! Paxton, please come back. I swear, I didn't mean to hurt you.
As if you could hurt me.
Oh! 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 First of all, that high schooler looks 42. Have y'all dated two people at once?
Oh, well, you're the one with a dozen.
Listen, I gotta say, it's tough because I'm not a good multitasker.
I have not dated two people at once. I think I've, like, been single. But I don't consider it dating. Like,
right,
we,
like talking,
we were not dating.
Casually seeing, is that dating? What is dating, to be honest? Like,
to
right
me,
now.
Dating is like you both go, hey, we are dating.
But do you tell them, do you tell them that you're dating someone else?
No, I don't go, hey, I don't go, I had a really nice time tonight. I will be seeing somebody else tomorrow.
Like, I don't, just so you know. Just
I
like
feel
sweating.
Like there's some
confession.
Things that just don't need to be said.
I think it's unspoken, especially if you reiterate the fact that y'all are having fun. Like, I like having fun with you.
But the problem with that, you guys, is that if you're having sexual relations, you need to tell that person you're doing something intimate with someone else.
Right.
And if they don't think, they think they're the only one, then that's not fair, honey.
No, it is true.
I'm gonna say it right now, blanket statement. If you're a girl who dates me, watch the show. I am single and having fun, and I will be going on a date with somebody you know most likely.
Very good. Very good.
Yeah.
Very good. Very
All right.
Good.
Finally, tomorrow night, the haves and the have-nots comes to an end.
Oh.
If there is anything that the show has taught us, it's unconditional love.
Veronica, get your ass out of here.
Make them.
David!
What a bitch!
Oh, no!
What the fuck?
Oh, no.
Like a
That's Hunter remodeling his house.
Like a ass
So that's J-Lo getting her
get
house.
Let's go.
I said get off of it! Stop it!
All right.
No! Clean my damn sink.
Said unlock your phone.
I said no.
Don't tell me what to do!
Oh!
I said stay out of it!
Bitch! Stay out of it! Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness, no!
Whack a dumb hoe! Whack a dumb hoe! Whack a dumb hoe!
Oh no! No! To the floor.
Oh, I've enjoyed that so much.
I've never seen so many slaps at one time. Number one. Number two, why does do the sets look like the set of like divorce court? You know what I'm talking about? What's, is it the same set?
It might be. I just loved watching Lonnie watch these cooks. Like these are all, like really intense.
No, but that,
I just want to watch Lonnie. I want to watch Lonnie watch the end of Titanic.
That is really funny, though.
That is the funniest, the acting, you know, just everything, everything. That's, I'm gonna miss that show. Oh, Tyler Perry, you have done me proud. Oh my God, look at that. Look at that, the wig grabbing. That is acting. That is what we live for.
That is choreography.
Yes, look at that.
I
want to
watch that for the rest of my life.
You would think that at some point they'd be like, we should stop getting stuff made of glass.
That was one take.
You would have no drama then. That's why you gotta have it. See, look, and then he had to, look, this
oh my
is,
God.
Look, he has to pull the chair out because he knows she's coming.
We love the sound.
Pull the chair out.
Her.
I love the sound.
And then this one, I told you, get off of him. Get off of him. And look, he's just gonna do it in front
this
of
this one. Was like, this one felt good.
See,
this is good
see, hunty, this is what happens when you don't tell him you're having sex with someone else. See, that's
right.
What happens. That's
right.
Why I tell
that's
you.
Me and Hunter next
tell
Saturday.
Anyway, we have to take another break, but coming up, if I call a baby ugly, I'm asked to leave the mall. But if a mom calls a baby ugly, they think it's hilarious. A new challenge is going too far. Next. Anyway, welcome back to Two Girls, One Hunter.
Yeah!
Listen, there are problems in the world that need fixing. And we are America's voice of reason, so who's ready for Hey, anyway, first up, moms on TikTok are doing the ugly baby challenge and admitting that before their babies had glow-ups, they weren't exactly adorable.
How are babies born 90 years old?
This should just be called the Benjamin Button Challenge.
This is not funny. There are no tree monster babies, only tree monster moms.
Quote it. Put that on a t-shirt.
I hate to break it to you. There's some ugly babies out there.
No!
We just saw it. Those babies are
wrecked. Oh, no.
The whole point is then they show a picture of that baby in the glow up like 3-4 years old. 8 years old, and they're like all commercial babies.
They take a while to develop. It almost makes me feel like, are we taking the bun out of the oven too soon? Like, who decided 9 months?
Well, you know,
they're not ready.
Do you want to know?
They're clearly not ready. I want to see the flipped perspective of the baby taking a picture of the mom and like, bitch, you're ugly too.
Exactly. That's my thing. Don't leave my babies alone. There are no ugly babies. I don't care what you guys say. Go on to the next one. I don't like this talk.
Yeah. The ugly apple doesn't fall far from the ugly vagina. What is that? No, that's not. Very good.
Next, have you ever spied on a stranger text messaging? Well, this woman got more than she asked for when she ended up seeing the entire conversation of the person sitting next to her.
So about a month ago, I was on a plane coming back from Nashville, and I was sitting on the plane, and this guy sits next to me. Anyway, I'm sitting next to him, and I'm reading his text with his girlfriend, and she's asking him how the flight's going, you know, just casual conversation like that. And then I look over, and she says, how's the flight going? And he says, too small with this fat ass next to me. He continued to type out, I'll be all right, don't think we'll make it off the ground.
I hate men.
Oh. They're the worst.
You know, sometimes you do.
Like, what? 50-50. She's 50-50. A true
You know
vibe.
What? I think he was doing this as a play for his girlfriend.
Yeah.
Because obviously, come on.
That
girl's
attractive.
Yeah.
Very attractive.
Hey, look at that stomach. Where's the fat? Oh, skinny bitch.
I'm just so sick of body shaming in general.
Yes.
First and foremost. And I also wonder if he was actually using it as a tactic to flirt with her, actually.
Yes.
How do we know for sure he was talking to a lover?
Let's talk to the man.
If he was trying to flirt, he's bad at it. That was not good. I think he was doing what Lonnie said, which is trying to make his girlfriend not be worried that he's sitting next to an attractive woman. But you could have found a middle ground.
Right.
Said, hey, I'm sitting next to a guy. That's it. And then girlfriend would not have worried. You didn't have to be an ass. And then also text like an ass.
Yeah.
Like out in front of you on a plane.
Yeah. When I do read people, that's why I read people's text messages. When I'm like, what
I do too. I'm nosy as
No, you know? I let them know I'm reading. I'm like, what you text? Is that your wife? Let me see.
Lonnie's like looking at the movie screen. She's like, Avengers or what you're texting. Okay. Well, the most inspiring story of the night comes from Fox 2 in Detroit.
Yay!
We love Detroit!
Represent!
Anyway, allegedly, a woman tracked down the man who stole her car, and we'll let her explain the rest.
At that point, I was just like, dog, I'm not letting this man walk again.
Bianca face to face with a guy she says stole her brand new Benz.
Excuse me, you got that Benz out there? Yes, you do. This is from my
car. Customer stepped in, making a citizen's arrest. Then Bianca slashed her own tires.
What? I slashed all the tires, and I thought that he was going to take off, and I didn't know how long it was going to take for the police to pull up. And I refused to let him pull off again.
Holding him there until Detroit police came.
He's just the dumbest criminal. That's all.
Ah! That's Detroit all day.
She dragged him by the dreads out. She said, I'm going to find him dread or alive. Listen, he got caught dread-handed, okay? I'm done. Goodbye.
I just would not advise people do this. This is only for Detroit bitches, okay? We do this. We can do this, but none of y'all, you might get hurt, you know? And make sure if you do something like this, you size him up. She was able to take him. Mm. You see what I'm saying?
So
like, I could take you.
Oh, I would let you.
I will bet my entire bank account. Yes. Fight.
Unfortunately, we've run out of time, but thank you again to Lonnie and Sherry for joining us.
Wow.
Be sure to DVR us and watch us all week with brand new shows. It's an easy click, baby.
As he enunciates.
DVR.
Bye.